Right now, this is the after party. It's the after party. Listen, it's about to go down. In the after party, after the episode, I find that there are even more discussions, conversations that get a little deeper. So I would like to have that opportunity to have that conversation with you, if you don't mind, Miss Monique the Coach.
Absolutely. Let's get spicy.
Let's get spicy. That's it. Wait, I got a question because you said something. And I want you to give this first because I think it's so vital. You kept referring to it. You kept saying tools of communication. Can you give us just a few of the tools that you should have? But I don't want to just know the tool. I want to know why. Why?
Ooh, there's so many. I want to say first and foremost is the ability to listen to what the person you're talking to is saying. Not just your partner, but we're going to do your children. We're going to do your mom and them. Listen to what they're saying, and not from a place of wanting to say your piece, but listen to embody how they're feeling and what they're going through or their perspective, right? So that listening to respond doesn't work. It doesn't work in any relationship, but listening to actually understand and feel and view your partner, the person you're communicating with, their perspective, how that made them feel. Allow them to be seen and heard in your presence. That's the number one tool that can shift the dynamics of any relationship. Even if you don't agree, especially when you don't agree. Listen, you don't have to agree. Just be quiet. Button your lip. They used to say that, right? Button your lip. Literally button your lip and hush and let them talk and let them feel and let them be. And you don't input how you're feeling, what you're thinking on them. Number one, two.
Listening. Can I speak on it?
Yes, please.
Listening. So even in listening, I have found that some people, the definition that they have for listening is, all right, I'm going to let you go ahead. But the whole time you're talking, I'm going to think. I'm thinking about what I'm about to say. How I'm about to light you up? How I'm about to pull up something from the past? Because I ain't let go of it. But I keep saying I'm over it. But you keep bringing it up. So are you over it? What is really going on? So it's listening means that you're not thinking on your thing. You're actually listening to hear their thing. And like you said, not to agree, but can we at least come to an agreement to disagree and determine how we're going to move in this area? Because right here, we don't agree, but we still got to move forward.
And that's okay. You don't have to be on the same page. That is the beauty of a conversation and a relationship. A relationship does not necessarily mean that we're thinking the same. I don't want somebody who thinks the same thing that I think, because you can't grow me. Iron sharpens iron.
Say that again.
You cannot grow me if you think the way that I think. I need you.
Yes.
To think on a different level, whether that's higher or wherever, it doesn't matter. Just a different level, because you're going to have a different input. You're going to have a different perspective. We're going to have a conversation, a dialogue where we're back and forth about what's different. We could all be looking at the same show. It could be five of us looking at the same show. There's going to be five different perspectives.
Yes.
Right. And so I want my partner to think differently than me, because that's going to push me in a direction where I never saw myself going.
Yes.
you know, which is why I had so much friction with my husband in the beginning, in the first 5 years, because he saw me for who God, he saw me as God sees me. And he pushed me in that direction. And I took that as him wanting to change me or not being satisfied. Why would I want to be married to somebody who's satisfied with me? You should always want more for your partner. You know what I mean? Like this meal was good, but let's keep going. Let's see what else we could do. Let's explore. Marriage is a journey. Life is a journey. So never do I want to go somewhere and be satisfied in that place. I want to keep growing and keep going.
Yes.
So that's what I mean when I say I don't want him to be satisfied. I want him to always expect more, because then that keeps me growing and that keeps me on my toes. And that keeps him from looking at somebody else's door. Hello. I'm always going to have on the cute pajamas every time. Every time.
Every time.
Every time. Somebody else, you know, a little maybe not, but for the most part, yeah. I want him to be my eye candy.
Yeah.
Right? I don't want to lay dormant. Like, this is an ever evolving thing. A tree is always growing. A plant, as beautiful as it is, a flower, is always growing. Why can't my marriage be always growing?
Wow. Marriage always growing. So would you consider marriage to be, dare I say, easy?
I almost said a word. I almost said a stitch. No, childbirth is not easy. And marriage is the birth of a relationship. It is the birth of the two human beings combining themselves as one. Over and over again. Marriage is not easy, and it is not for one who thinks that they're gonna get married and that's it. No different than having a child. The childbirth is tumultuous.
Yes.
But then it's not easy after that. Every day, every week, every month, every year, there's a new thing. And marriage is identical to raising a child, because you are birthing a relationship. And it's always something. Two human beings in one space, do two roommates get along?
Not all the time.
Two roommates with no intimacy, no commitment, they can't.
Right. Right.
When you add intimacy and commitment and responsibility for another human in that, we fighting. We fight. Give me the boxing gloves. Because it's not physical fighting. You shouldn't.
Right.
You know, it's not.
It's a battle.
I got to deal with the noises that you make and the smells that come from your body. We're human. So human bodies have smells, whether we want to say that or not.
They do.
There's natural pheromones, and then there's the things that happen when you don't wash.
Oh yeah. My God. Oh wow.
Right.
And there's somebody right there up under you.
All the time. Every day. And that's the part of marriage that people don't talk about. I do not allow my husband to lay on my pillow. Do not lay on my pillow. Do not lay your head on my pillow. No. I said no.
Wait a minute.
I love you. And you
until when? Until when?
Until you lay your sleeping, stinking mouth on my pillow. Don't do it. Don't. These are the things about marriage that people don't talk about. Like, I love you, and I will brush your teeth. I will bathe you. I will wash your feet, but don't lay on my pillow. That's my thing. Everybody has, you know.
Thing. Yes.
That's my thing. I don't want to smell your sleep. Nope.
Oh, my goodness. So
are we talking spicy?
Right. So, okay. So give me the top three things that you feel are the most challenging with marriage. Now, I've never been married, but I've also had the sense to, when I was different time, asked to say no. I knew it wasn't sustainable.
Okay. So what are the top three?
The top three things that you feel are challenges in marriage. I apologize. I didn't answer the question. Okay. Finish the question.
I want to say number one is allowing someone to be who they are. Like, that's number one. There is a person that doesn't close the bread, that doesn't close the refrigerator all the way, that pees on the toilets. You know, there are habits. There's someone that walks around the house in their socks and then gets in the bed with those house socks. Where that could be grounds for dismissal, right? But you have to allow that person to be who they are, because the same way you have those deal breakers is the same way when you pick your teeth, he can't stand it. You know, the same way when you scratch your throat, like, you know, that noise you make when you scratch your throat, that's disgusting to him. So you have to learn how to step out of, I can't stand when he does that. That's none of your business.
Mm.
It's none of your business. Like, he's a human. So he's doing human things. Human bodies do human things.
Right.
Right. So, you know, who he's being, like, with the refrigerator, with this, does he love you? Does he take care of you? Is he tender? Is he kind? Is he gentle? Does he bring you flowers? Does he touch you? Right? Because my husband touched me in ways that no one has ever touched me.
I can't.
Okay? We talking spicy. So I don't want for another man to do anything to me, with me, and for me. But he fucking leaves the refrigerator open. What I'm going to do? Refrigerator behind him.
Yeah.
There's some time he leaves the door unlocked, and that used to infuriate me. If you are my protector and my provider, how dare you
leave the gate open?
Unlocked. How dare you? He's a human. Sometimes he forgets. And so when he leaves the door unlocked, I lock it. And that's it. I could be mad and I could file the divorce.
Divorce. How many times you pull those up? I got friends. They be pulling them joints up.
I want to say at least 3 or 4 times a year for 5 years. So like 15, 16 times, like often. And put the pen to paper and wrote my name. Like, I'm not doing this.
So how is it that you still doing this?
Mad. He heard me tearing up the papers. He mad. I'm still doing this because I realize that he's a human being the same way that I'm human. And I want him to have grace and be gentle with me. But I don't have grace and I'm not gentle with him. But because he's a man, the man is the exterior. His interior, he's a human. He has a heart. He has feelings just like I do. The same way. So the same way I expect him to be gentle with me is the same way that I'm gentle with him. So
give me another thing that you feel like is a marriage challenge that you found the answer for.
You said another thing that's a marriage challenge that
you found the answer for. At least you're aware of it. You've worked on it. And it's something that you would share.
Okay, so here's the thing for me. I don't know that this is the thing in other marriages, but I was very much a prude when it comes to intimacy. Like, you know, like, oh, no, we're not doing that. We don't, no, thank you. We don't do that. We don't, no. You want some? Here it is. Have some.
And that one missionary.
We missionary all day. Praise God. No, you gotta be a little bit of a freak nasty.
My God.
You do, Asia. If you are requiring a man to be devoted to you and only you, then you should provide all of his needs the same way you want him to provide all your needs. Be a freak nasty for your husband. And it's nothing wrong with that. There is nothing. And I had to grow into that because, you know, I was ego tripping. Like, I've arrived. And being your wife is enough. That's all I got to do. I'm your wife. I don't got to do nothing else. Hello. You got a prize.
Wait.
I've arrived.
I don't understand. Who knew about this destination you was going to? Just you?
Only me. I was the only one. Just me. Me, myself, and I. All three of them.
All three of y'all arrive at the same time, or did somebody come to the party late?
It's all together at the same time, and that should have been enough for him. I didn't think that it required communication, authenticness, authenticity, vulnerability, all of those things. Like, why would you need that? I'm Monique, and I'm here. Because... In the past, for those thirsty fellows who did not know how to feed me mind, body, and soul, they were okay with the body. And they were so thirsty for that was enough. So when I got married, I'm like, you want what? Like, why would you require more than just me? What are you talking about? I really didn't know what he wanted. And I did not know how to receive the love that he was trying to give me. So I was in a battle with myself and him. It was a whole war up in here. All three of us.
Did you wait? Wait.
Yeah. Honey.
Did you wait?
Yeah.
So I can at least say from everything you said in the episode that I understand that you didn't see an example of a healthy marriage.
Right.
So you didn't have a blueprint to follow.
So
what did you think? Growing up the way you grew up and then finally going, okay, I'll take you. I'll go with you. It's me and you. We're going to do this. What were you thinking was marriage? What was that supposed to look like?
I thought that he was going to pay the bills and I was going to cook. I made sure that he had his food when he came home. I made sure his clothes were washed and, you know, the house was semi-clean because that ain't my thing, but we can talk about that later, right? So I did all those things.
You better know you.
I did all those things and just be quiet and pay the bills. Like, what are we talking about me for? Because no, we're not doing that. Like my grandma said, dare I say a little cuss word? My grandmother used to say to my grandfather, oh, shut up, nigga. Like that was her thing. She just, all the time.
That was her response? That was the whole conversation?
Shut up, nigga. Where's she at? You see her picture over here, right?
Uh-uh. Right? No, you got to pick it up. You got to pick it up. If you could, please.
That's grandma and grandpa.
Come on here.
And then she used to say, oh.
And I can see the strength.
They come from church.
Yeah, I can see the strength in her. Yes. Wait, they were together?
Yes, you see how far apart they sitting? Yeah, my grandma and my grandpa. Yes, ma'am. Great grandmother. Yeah, those were, you know, my parents, so to speak, because my mom worked nights, as my sister said. So yeah. We were with them all the time.
Yeah.
And to me, a marriage was the man pays all the bills and he's quiet. As long as he's fed, what's the problem? Don't have feelings.
Because don't tell him to shut up.
Yes, he told me to shut up all the time.
And he would just do it. because that was the conversation.
People mumble under his breath, but I was little and I used to be like, Daddy James is what we called him. Daddy James, you okay? Oh, just your grandmother. Always under his breath, but never out loud. So now here's my husband, like, at, at, at. And I'm like, you talking? You're not supposed to talk. You're supposed to pay the bills. So the turbulence was him. And he said, who were you with that allowed you to be this way?
Wait, hold on. Hold on. Because I'm about to fall out. Did he say allowed you?
Allowed. And I was like.
But he was like, that would have never.
Allowed? Well, we're what? So it took me a minute to understand what he was saying. Allowed, not as in you're my child, but this as right. in.
Tolerated.
Tolerate. As in, I'm your partner. You're not going to mistreat me. So who let you mistreat them the way you're doing? Oh, baby, I was something else.
And somebody had you thinking that thing was all good.
Thinking it was all great. Nobody told me. So for him to come through, he was Jesus of Nazareth flipping my tables. So for him to come through and stop my show and flip my table, it was like, who do you think you are? Who do you think you are to tell me that I'm wrong and how and who I'm being? But the fact is that I was very inconsiderate and very selfish. Very. And on top of that, I had a son who I was pruning and teaching him how to not respect my husband. Right. So at some point, I expected him to leave because I was like, I wouldn't still be here. If I was you and you was me, I would have left you.
Hold on. So you recognized your sabotaging ways?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I said to him, why are you still here? Because I would have left if I was you.
What did he say?
And he said, well, first of all, he said, thank you for recognizing. Thank you for acknowledging that. And he said, I married you for better or worse. And we're going to figure it out. And I said, I honor your friendship. Because before you, my husband, you got to be somebody's friend. To know that they need you. In friendship, before love. Well, I guess love comes first.
Intimacy.
You got to love somebody a lot. Right. So, no, that's when I started calling him my best friend. Like, you really are my best friend. Whew. This my is crazy. Boy. What you got me here doing in the after party? We supposed to be partying. Now you got me crying in the after party. What are we doing?
We spicy. How do you get through? I heard a lot. I heard you say a lot. I heard anger.
Mm-hmm.
I heard pain.
Yeah.
I heard some dysfunction.
Mm-hmm.
I heard some offense. Some trauma. And some not self-love.
Mm-hmm.
How do you confront those things within yourself?
Mm-hmm.
How do you face them? How do you have a conversation with your anger and your disappointment and your trauma and your triggers?
It is a willingness to be honest and look at yourself and know that, you know, you're not where you used to be, cliche, right? But you're not where you want to be. So it's a matter of, I was searching for answers, and that's what led me back to my father, 360, right? But I was searching for answers. So I took a self-help course. I took a leadership course. I took a how to be a wife course. All of those things that, you know, pointed without, you know, this is wrong with you, or you could fix this, or you could fix that, or you could do that. And then those things taught me how to do things differently. But then it wasn't until I looked inward, you know, to recognize that I'm already the wife that I desire to be. So it was just it's like a repeat. No different than you shower. Like, okay, I'm going to get up and shower. Okay, intention. I'm going to be a better wife. I'm going to be, you know, a better mole or what have you. So it was just from getting from there to here. If I had to answer in one word, it would be intention.
Intention.
Yeah.
That's a powerful word, intention. Because to have intentionality, you do. You have to confront it. You have to face it. You have to identify it. Mm-hmm. And then make that blueprint, make that plan for how it's not going to be the same.
Right.
So with all of the classes and courses, what would you say are the most valuable things you learned?
Well, you know, as I already stated, I want to say I already have everything that I need and to go within. I guess looking for answers on the there aren't any answers outside of you, right? And then going through all of that and having to come back 360 to realizing that God is God and nothing and no one else can be God. I think that is the most important value that I've learned in my journey. I went through all of the things. I went high and low, under, across, just to come back to God is God, and there is no other, and that's it. So the most important thing that I've learned along my journey is to go within and be still and know. And that's not just a Bible verse. That's literally when you sit still, you will find the answers. I always say that prayer is asking and meditation is listening. And that is how you develop your relationship.
Prayer is asking and meditation is listening. Yeah, I can see that. Because to meditate, you need to calm your breathing, calm your thoughts. Calm is the essential piece. Centering yourself and just focusing.
Yes.
It's amazing because you get what to focus while you're clearing everything out. It becomes clear what you need to be focusing on and focusing about. Wow. Yeah, that 7-year-old child today who made that choice, what would you go back and tell her now?
You know, I would probably, although I wouldn't know what I meant at the time, I would probably tell her it is okay to be soft. You don't have to be your own protector. Let God protect you. I spent a lot of years, you know, big shoulders or big, you know, kicking the door, waving the 4-4. I would tell that little girl, it's okay, sweetheart. Like, God's got you. You can relax.
Wow. Kicking the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard. Papa, don't hit me. Listen, wait. Papa. Papa, father. Father. Father, were you? You okay?
Everything you're saying, it's like all the dots are connecting.
What's connecting for you right now?
Papa, father. I spent a lot of time resisting, and I didn't have to, resisting God, resisting in my marriage, resisting my higher self. I spent a lot of time in uncertainty. What they said, where they was at for 40 days?
Yes. Wandering in the wilderness.
I spent 40 days, 40 nights wandering in the wilderness, and I didn't have to. All I had to do was trust God.
Can I console you with this? You wouldn't know you had to trust him if you didn't go through something. You wouldn't even know that you had to trust him. It's odd to think I had to go through that. Yeah, because look at what you got out of it.
Hello.
Amen. It didn't break you. It didn't kill you. It didn't destroy you. The enemy was not able to kill, steal, and destroy you.
No.
You made your way back home, the prodigal daughter. And he was waiting for you right there all along.
Look at that. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing. I want people to not look at their lives and think, I wasted this, I wasted that. See the purpose in how God used it for your good. All of those things brought you to this point, sitting in that chair right now, in a home with a loving husband. You didn't even like him in terms of seeing their value.
Right.
Okay.
That's crazy. He is a whole manifestation of what I asked God for.
Yeah.
God gave me what I asked for because he loves me.
Come on here.
What?
And the crazy thing is, I see him when he walks in the room, I see you amazed all over again.
Somebody else told me that. You're so googly-eyed.
Yeah.
I'm so swoony every time I see him. There he is. Ugh. Every time.
When it used to be a different, it used to be, ugh, there he is.
What are you going to tell me I got to do now? What do you want now? You know, I'm like, he's like bark like a dog.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh.
A big dog. Jethro, what do you need?
What do you need, my love?
That is awesome. I'm so elated for you. I can honestly say I have not found that, or that has not found me
yet.
But I'm good with it because I didn't stay in unsafe places. Mm-hmm. I didn't choose. There were times in my life where I did. And by unsafe, I mean saw my value in terms of what I could do for them. Mm-hmm. Not really saw my value in terms of how can I edify and help build you. It wasn't reciprocated.
Right. And that's the part that drove me on my journey. I needed that reciprocation. I needed to know that I could pour my love and it would be poured back into me. Right? Yeah. So you will have that.
Yes.
And it is so.
And I'm willing to wait and not compromise. I'm fine. I am good. Hunty. Because I just look and I go, oh, you did what for a lobster dinner? If I want lobster, I
can go. Baby.
Girl, yeah. Did you just clutch your pearls? Did you clutch your pearls and close your sweater?
Ooh, I'm like, keep the cookie jar closed. And that's one of my steps is celibacy.
Yep.
It is celibacy. And because you are an outlet, and allowing somebody to plug into you sucks your energy. So don't be letting nobody plug into you.
Listen, in all the spirits, no, no, no,
right.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, you could be still in no, but you could be still in not no. Like, yes. You don't want other people's energy on you when you're looking for who you want.
Yeah.
My partner. So.
And then it's going to be hard for who you want to even see. Can't see you. There's too many spirits blocking the way. It's like,
And you're not going to see him.
No.
You're not going to see him because you are allowing different energies to enter your atmosphere. And what happens is it becomes diluted.
Yeah.
Or he becomes diluted. So you don't get to see him for who he is when you're mixing and mingling.
Yes, ma'am. Now, I'm talking about spirits. I want to discuss, before we get off here, I just want to discuss what your perspective is on this. I believe that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We wrestle against principalities, powers, mights, and those are all just different spirits, different demonic spirits. In all of the fighting that you've done, can you say if you look back, you feel like, wait, I've been fighting this. It's been different people. It's been the same. The enemy been trying to attack me with the same tomfoolery.
Right. Right.
Would you agree with that?
I absolutely agree. And the gag is, here's the spin. Those are all different parts of you. In some way, shape, form, or fashion. And that's why it's appealing to you, because you recognize it, right? Whether you say so or not.
Yes.
These are all different parts of, even those that you despise, it's a thing. Because if it didn't offend you, if it wasn't like you, or it wasn't familiar to you, it wouldn't catch your eye.
Right.
It would not.
Right.
So that thing is familiar.
Yes.
And that's why it is able to be, that's why they say he's able to kill, steal, and destroy, because he is presenting something to you that is familiar. Something that's going to catch your eye. So, yes, agreed.
Yes.
Yes, yes. So, and that's why it is important. That's why know thyself is important. Because when you know you, the good, the bad, and the ugly, then you're able to identify. I know that. I'm not going to that party. You think I'm stupid?
I see the trick. I see the trick, and I'm not a treat.
Let me tell you. Here I go, B. How much time we got?
Let me see.
I said, we was in here, and we was getting into it. And I said, blank this. I'm going outside. So I got dressed. I was real cute. And I had these earrings on. I was cute, cute, right? And my hair was freshly twisted. I had a little swoop. I had on my fresh lipstick. I'm going outside. I went outside and we was in Harlem. It's a block party over here. I forget the street, but every week it's like a stoop concert where they play on the brownstone and the people come out in droves. When I went outside, every man in Harlem was outside. Some of them had on shirts. So they didn't have no shine. They were muscles. They were chocolate. They were light skin. I said, no, retreat. I'm going home. I'm going home. I'm not doing this with you. You are you. I'm going home. I'm going home. I'm not playing with none of y'all. I got out the Uber. I got out. I went inside. My friend was in a bar. I went inside. I gave her a hug. I looked around. She said, you want a drink? I said, I'm going home. You're not going to have me out here with all these men. And I'm having a drink. And I'm going home. So, lightly, I wasn't outside for 5 minutes. And I turned around and I got my Uber and I went home. I promise you. So, when I say that to say the enemy be knowing.
Yeah.
They be knowing. So, he infiltrated, came up in here and, you know, had us combating or whatever. Or whatever. I don't know who was at fault because I don't even know what we were talking about.
Yeah.
And then I said, I'm going outside because I thought it was a good idea. And I knew it wasn't a good idea, but I got dressed anyway. And when I went outside, I said, this is not for me. I'm a married woman. I'm going home. And now it could have been a different situation. I could have stayed outside because it looked fun.
Yeah,
it looked very fun. It looked lovely. It was lovely. And I went home because it's lovelier with love at home.
That part.
Lusty.
There it is. I can't do community property.
Right.
That's a problem for me.
I'm going home. Yeah, I know it's mine.
Yep.
I'm going to wake up to it.
Yep.
Be mad at it, but it's still mine.
Yeah.
It's my love.
Yeah.
I came back home and I got on him. So I just was.
Yep.
He said, what is wrong with you? I was like, nothing.
Yep.
So the enemy is slick.
Yes, he is.
Slick, honey, and you can fall for it.
And the thing, you're correct, because he uses the same tricks, because we all have our own pitfalls. We all have our own snares. We all and to know yourself and to know your snares would stop a whole lot of tomfoolery. I stay out of trouble knowing myself. I'm like, oh, wait. Yeah, nah, let me change the channel. They tripping. I'm out. I have to watch something else or fast forward or something because I'm not playing with you. If you stop the little things, it can't get big.
Right. It can't get, if you stop the little things, it can't get big.
You don't feed it, it won't grow.
Wow.
Don't. And you got to know yourself to stop, to do things. I feel as though I'm doing things that are best for me. They keep me sane. Because like you said, man, I'll be out there busting heads. I don't want to turn psycho. I don't know why somebody think this TV show Snapped is real.
Yes,
you can lose your ever-loving mind in an instant. You can just start. Right. And then what it is, you're flying on your emotions.
Right.
You're not thinking.
Right.
Nope. Because if you were, you would think the consequences of what you now say. Ooh, I would love to pop them in the mouth. I'm not going over there and doing that.
No, ma'am.
Number one, I had kids to raise.
Hello.
And now I got a granddaughter to get the world ready for because the generations are here.
Right. Come on.
So it's too much. If people thought about what they had to lose with their actions, if you thought about what you had to lose before you did the thing, I have been standing places and Deuce was like, yo, she just walked away. I was like, yeah, nah, this ain't right. I ain't crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have time to say goodbye because if I say goodbye, you're going to try and talk. Nah, we good. We good. Don't worry. It's okay.
Come it's on. Okay. And you can't possibly see my value because I see your wedding ring. What? What were you just saying?
Right.
I don't even have to ask you what you're saying. I don't have to say you, oh, you offended me. I don't have to say nothing.
Nope. Doesn't.
There's nothing to discuss. We don't have to argue. I'm not getting mad with somebody when I'm not trying to solve nothing with you.
Right. You don't deserve my anger.
No.
Happiness. You don't right. deserve any energy.
Right. Right, right, and right. Man, listen, I just want you to know I did hear when you said, I know I could sing. I'm sorry. You said what now? Wait a minute. I'm sorry. You thought I didn't catch that? You thought I didn't catch that?
You be hearing that. You be hearing everything.
You, really
you be hearing me. Everything. I don't have a verse. I don't have
nothing. I'm not saying nothing right now. I'm just saying we're gonna hit a karaoke spot. People, you will be seeing.
Okay.
If we ever together, the karaoke spot is gonna be wherever we pull up.
Hello.
And you better have your song ready.
I'm having my song.
Because it's gonna be good.
I'm gonna have my song ready.
It's gonna be good. So wait, let me find out what you sing. Because I know some people sing jazz, some people sing classical, some people
R&B.
Sing gospel, R&B. You R&B. So if you had your choice, what R&B song would have been yours that you released?
Mine?
Yes. What Ooh. Song out there that somebody did and you like, shoddy? I had done that.
Home is my go-to. Stephanie Mills, Home. That's my go-to. Why are you looking at me like that?
That's my song, and we're not sharing. You gonna need to pick another one.
Okay, so I'm gonna say anything Anita Baker. Anything.
You don't have to pick another song, but that's crazy that you would pick Home. I always think nobody wants to hear it, so I don't do it. Right. I do it for me in the shower.
Right, right. That's my go-to.
I kill it. Here. When I think of Home, I think of a place.
Come on.
I was back when okay, we gotta do this. Okay, so that's our song. We both gotta be ready. You're gonna take a verse, I'ma take a verse, you're gonna take a verse, I'ma take it. We're gonna smash it.
Let's go. Let's go.
Yes. So I appreciate you coming to the after party. I'm telling you, every time I have one of these, it's just different. It hits different. It just, the realness that comes out, just the nudity of the situation that happens.
The nudity. Wow. Yeah.
Of the situation just happens. I appreciate you. I thank you for in the episode just sharing all the business, but then coming forth and giving up the biz here all the way to the bedroom and the marriage. I'm just saying, I appreciate you and sharing so that someone else can be helped.
Wow, this was amazing. I appreciate you for this platform and this, you are doing an amazing, you're doing the Lord's work, voice coach.
My God.
Look at you, a confident you. Who would have thought that voice coach would turn into you actually holding a platform for people to share their talking voice?
Yeah.
Right? And being a vessel. All things God.
Yeah.
Oh, this is amazing. Yeah. You are amazing. This is a podcast.
Thank you.
Come on.
Thank you. Wow. Thank you. Thank you. It's an honor to be used that like you. I thought it was just singing. I thought my gifting, my space in the world was singing. I didn't know. He was like, no, the voice, the entirety of the voice. If they're writing, that's their voice.
Hmm.
If they're thinking about themselves, that's their voice. The person that talks to you about you the most is you.
Come
That's your voice. What are you saying to yourself? So whenever people bring light to the contribution, I'm humbled. Most people go, why do you look down? It's like, I feel like God's talking to me and I'm sitting at his feet and I'm humbled. So I appreciate you for honoring, wow, so many years, be quiet. Don't nobody want to hear what you got to say. And now, look at God. Look at God.
Look at God.
All right, let's get out of here. We could talk forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. We're going to have a good time. I got to come to one of them Harlem block parties. You stay inside and watch me and with a rope on my neck. And as soon as I start,
what are you doing? Hey!
See, but nah, I used to be that pit bull. Well, not even used to be. I am that pit bull that kind of tries to stop people from falling into pitfalls. And the way you recognize when people are about to fall in pitfalls is recognizing when you're doing it. So I don't recognize from some high-seated place other in Christ. Mm-hmm. That's it. Other in Christ. Mm-hmm. I'm walking down here with everybody else. And so I'm like, yeah, I choose a different walk, though.
Right.
Trust and believe, she a bad girl. She's not bad. I don't mean it in a bad way. I'm just saying. Don't test me. But
Brooklyn.
But God tests me. Mm-hmm. And I pass, and I don't want to.
Right. Man, thank you so much.
Yeah. So I thank you for being here with me. The after party, like I say, it's a different party. It's different. But it's a party. It's a celebration of life. So I appreciate you sharing yours. And I want you to have a great night. I'll see you, what, tomorrow morning in MMU? You know where we're going to be.
Hello, MMU.
Come on, Anita.
Yes. All right, lady. You have a blessed one. Thank you so much for coming through.
You too, my dear. Have a good night.
All right, you too.